Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Strauss Group second quarter 2010 results conference call. All participants are present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded Tuesday, August 17th, 2010. I would like to remind everyone that the conference call may contain projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or the future performance of the company. These statements are only predictions and may change as time passes. Strauss does not assume any obligation to update that information. Actual events or results may differ materially from those projected, including as a result of changing industry and market trends, reduced demand for our products, the timely development of our new products, and the adoption by the market, increased competition in the industry, and price reductions, as well as due to risks identified in the documents filed by the company with the ISA. With us online today are Mr. Gadi Lessen, President and CEO of Strauss Group, Mr. Shachar Florence, CFO, and Mrs. Yaffa Cohen-Ifrach, Investor Relations Director. Mr. Lessen, please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us in this first half and second quarter call for the Strauss Group results. With me today are Shachar Florence, our CFO, and Yaffa Cohen-Ifrach, our Director of Investor Relations. I would like to start with the highlight slide, which shows we had a strong half-year performance with sales growth and improved profit and profitability. Let's move, please, to slide number three. Our first half was strong with reported sales up 7.9%. Organic growth net of exchange rate was 1.4%. Our sales growth was evident for all of the group's companies, Coffee, Israel, Sabra, Max Brenner, and Strauss Water. In the second quarter, reported sales were up 4.3%, while organic sales net of exchange rate were down 0.2%. We continue to improve our growth and operating profits and margins in the first half and in the second quarter. Strauss also presented a strong bottom line performance with net income increasing 16% in the first half and 16.8% in the second quarter. We continue to generate strong cash flow, and in the first half we generated 186 million Israeli shekels. Moving to the next slide, slide number four, our business performance was positive across all companies. We continue to strengthen our Israeli home base, and the sales for the entire business of Strauss Group in Israel, which include the health and wellness and fun and indulgence divisions, the Israeli coffee business, Max Brenner in Israel, and Tami 4 activity, all of them increased by 10.4%, and in the second quarter, sales increased by 9.2% with growth in most divisions and following Tami 4 acquisition. Our global coffee sales were impacted by the challenges economic conditions in Central and Eastern Europe and by increased competition. We continued our growth momentum in Brazil with strong sales growth and improved profitability. Sabra continued its double-digit sales growth with increased market share. In the second quarter, we opened Sabra's new salad plant in Virginia. The new plant, which is a result of the partnership between Strauss and Frito-Lay in North America, is considered the largest, most advanced salad plant in the world. Our new plant will enable Sabra to continue to grow and to develop a wide range of categories and products, while further growing the market in which we operate. The Strauss Water business continue to grow in Israel while investing in building the infrastructure for our global expansion. Moving to Max Brenner, our unique chocolate bar concept continued to expand, and in August we opened a new branch in Las Vegas, and we will open an additional location in Boston by the end of the year. With that, I would like to hand over the call to Shachar Florence, our CFO, who will present the group's financial performance. Shachar, please.
Good afternoon and good morning for the people that just waked up now. Thank you for being with us today. So as Gadi said, and I'm in slide six, As a whole, the group had a very strong first half. I'll start with looking at the first half numbers, and I'll go through the second quarter just after it. The reasons that we're looking for the first half, I think we mentioned also in the previous conference call at the end of the first quarter, when we told you that the holidays, the Passover holiday this year moved from one quarter to another in Israel, which influenced both the revenue and the profit, and also the behavior of commodities and currencies that we anticipated at the end of the last quarter when we had the previous conference. So as a whole, we grew about 8% during the last 6 months, and we grew the profits about 16% in the pro forma numbers, both the gross operating and net, and around the 20% in the accounting reports. So as a whole, we have been witness to a very strong growth. But in this average picture that we are looking at, there were part of the group that excel and other part that we met some difficulties, and we certainly have future things to mitigate. So as a whole, and I'll look later on into the details, in the more challenging area in the group, we had the coffee business in Central Europe in the last quarter. On the other hand, the same region, the first quarter, showed a very, very strong numbers. So the numbers of the coffee see at the last quarter. We grew in Israel very moderate, slightly below the market. On the other hand, we improved the profits significantly, and this is the other part of the picture. Other areas that were stronger, other than the Israeli profitability and the coffee profits over the last 6 months, is the growth in Brazil and in Russia. We report previous USSR, but inside this region, we had a very strong performance in Russia, but on the other hand, very weak performance in Ukraine. Sabra, which kept the growth, though we had transferred part of the manufacturing into the new location in Virginia. And more than that, the hit to the EBIT, because we operated two plants in parallel, was much lower than we expected. And we expect almost the same performance over Q3, and then in Q4, we'll probably improve it while we will close the old operation. So if we look at slide number seven, into the different segments of the business, we had 1.3% growth in sales of Israel, about 1% in the coffee. If we eliminate the acquisition and the influence of the currencies, we had -1.6% lower sales. The growth in Sabra was kept at the same level as previous quarters, and we had improvement both in Strauss Water and Max Brenner. By the way, Max Water, this is a pro forma number for the previous year, because obviously it was not included in our report last year before the acquisition. We can see that the improvement in the gross profit, and later on we'll see it in the operating profits as well in those units, was stronger than the growth in sales due to the improvement we've made in our processes, both in Israel and in coffee. In coffee, as we said at the beginning of the last quarter, we took the benefit of the commodities prices in the first quarter. On the other hand, we took the hit at the second quarter. Going into slide number 10, we see a record high net profit for the last 6 months. It's after the finance expenses that we paid in order to make the acquisitions and including all the other elements other than the one-time hit. For us, it's very encouraging. It means that the acquisition that we've made improved and will improve our performance going forward. For us, it's a very good sign. As for the cash flow, lower than 2009, which was extremely good. We ended the 2008 at a very high inventories level. We made a significant improvement during 2009. We started the year with relatively low inventory, and we kept reducing the inventories as well as the working capital. If you look, our working capital per sales are better than the end of the last year. Yes, we couldn't make the same level of improvement as we did in 2009 because we started in a much better position, but we kept improving our inventory days and overall working capital relatively to the sales. If we'll move to slide number 13, we can see that the second quarter, again, as a whole for the group, resulted very good numbers. Sales grew at 4.3%, gross profit 10% in the accounting and 8% in the pro forma. We improved also the operating profit slightly in the pro forma numbers and 10% in the operating profit, and the net profit was stronger as well. I want to refer to the weaker point in this quarter, and obviously it was the coffee sales and profits in Central and Eastern Europe. In Israel, and I'm in slide number 14. In Israel, the sales were flat versus last year, which considering that the Passover was moved, it's a good number because the sales were the same number, though the Passover sales last year was included in Q2. The same for the profits that were improved. Going back to the coffee, we had a 5% reduction in sales, mainly in CEE and in Israel. In Israel, we stopped the distributing of Jacobs. In Europe, we had discontinued our relationship with Lavazza in several places where we distributed them. We took a decision to develop our own single portion product under Don Café brand, and we decided that for us, for the longer term, it will be better to invest in our brands rather than to develop other people brands, which hurt our sales and margin. The more important item that influenced our performance in Central Europe is the macroeconomic situation of the countries that influenced the the consumption. We saw that the economy situation created a situation where people on one hand were willing to pay a bit less, and it drive the prices lower. Together with the lower prices of green coffee at the first quarter, all the providers and the manufacturers had reduced the prices. Yes, in Q1, we saw that though we reduced a little bit the effective prices, we still had much better profit. The cost of the coffee went up in Q2, reduced the margin, and in the longer term, if the trend will be the same, probably we'll have to raise prices in the market as well as our competitors. We can see that Sabra sales were the same trend and the same percentage growth as in the first half, and the same goes for the Strauss Water. Moving to slide number 18, cash flow. Again, the same direction as in the whole first half. Lower than the previous year when we reduced dramatically the inventory of the milk component in our inventory. As we said, our focus for the cash flow for this year will be somewhere between the 2008 and 2009 numbers, which is an indicative level for the cash flow. With that, I think I covered all the different businesses as well as the overall business phenomena. Other than to mention that in our home base, Israel, we grew the business in 10%, including Strauss Water, Strauss Israel, and the Max Brenner branches in Israel, which is a good direction for us in Israel. We intend to keep the same momentum in the future. In this point, I want to hand over the mic to you and to answer questions if you have. Please.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you're using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. The first question is from David Kaplan of Barclays Capital. Please go ahead. David, please go ahead.
Sorry. Hi. I had a quick question for you on coffee. First of all, in terms of management changes that you've made in Europe in coffee, can you talk a little bit about what those changes mean and what their focus is going to be on going forward in the short and medium term? Secondly, just more generally speaking about the coffee business. In, you know, going way back, this was a double-digit growing business, and over the last year and a half, it has significantly slowed down. I know there's been impacts from foreign currency, and there has been a global slowdown as well. The change in the growth prospects of the coffee business has been significant. Can you talk a little bit about what you see as the causes of that? Are they particularly macro, or is it also competitive, as you mentioned on the call already?
Okay. David, it's Gadi. Good to hear you. To your questions, first of all, about Eastern Europe, yes, we made some changes, managerial changes, and even we changed the structure of the coffee company in Europe. We took a decision that we need to emphasize the control on the countries. We replaced two general managers, the first one in Romania. We have a new GM. The second one in Croatia, in Serbia, a new guy that joined the team. In the same time, we took a decision that we are going to recruit, and we recruited Pascal
as a general manager for all the Eastern and Central Europe area, and he's running the full operation, and all the GMs of the countries are reporting directly to Pascal. So this is one move that we made in the last 6-7 months, just to be sure that we are managing in a more professional way and controlling the business in these kind of countries that, as we know, they are tough countries with a different culture, but with a lot of opportunities. Another change that we've made is to start the implementation of the ERP, the SAP system in the coffee business. So after launching the ERP system in Sabra a few months ago, we started to implement the IT system in Romania, and we are going to continue a country after country to implement the new system, the same system that we have in the Israeli operation. So this is, you know, a few words about how we are running the portfolio and how we are running the businesses in Eastern Europe, that we are quite sure that we are going to improve the results. And there are some issues, you know, external issues about, you know, the macroeconomics. But as we know, the recession period of time is going to over, even in Europe, and we need to be ready to the future. About your second question, so we are keeping the same strategy with our partners, TPG. We have a positive cash flow of around 100 million euro in the coffee business, and we are going to push and look forward to increase our sales to continue the momentum of penetrating to new geographies and new countries. And we are investing a lot of time of searching, looking, and learning all the different arenas to continue the same momentum that we had in the last 6-7 years.
Okay, I mean, I guess, fine. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we poll for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available in 2 hours. In Israel, please call 03-925-5925. Internationally, call 972-3-925-5925. A replay of this call will also be available on the company's website, www.strauss-group.com. Mr. Lesson, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Yeah, thank you. So just a quick summary. Strauss reported a strong first half with sales increasing by 7.9%, EBIT increasing by 17.7%, and 16% growth in net income to shareholders. At the same time, we managed to generate strong operating cash flow. We are looking to the future, strengthening and developing the key foundation for the group long-term growth, and we continue to invest in the development of new areas that we believe will serve as the company's future growth engines. So thank you again for joining us today.
Thank you. This concludes the Strauss Group second quarter 2010 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.